It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Time for us to check the forecast.
I did this again. I always do this. Gotta do that.
Now it's time to bring in Pat Pagano with the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, up until that point, you sounded like you were underwater.
Yeah, well, my life is underwater. Hey, okay. Pat, it's funny. At my house, we got about a little over another inch and a half of snow last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was some pretty good bands, you know, circulating around that system. Again, it's more microclimate than a general kind of thing. So the models don't pick that up because it's, you know, very, very small in scope. There were some people that did report in last night saying they got a little bit of a dusting. Other people said it snowed, but really didn't accumulate. So that's the end of that. You don't have to worry about that today or tonight. You just have to worry about more wind. And it's partly cloudy today. Lower 30s for the high. Tonight, continue to partly cloudy, 15 to 20. Clouds increase Wednesday, mid-30s. Late Wednesday night, we get a little bit of snow coming in very late. And that ends the snow showers Thursday morning. Partly cloudy, we drop to the 20s. So here comes the Arctic air again. By Friday, it's sunny and cold with a high only nearing 20. And then the weekend, Marshall just take a quarter, toss it up in the air, flip it, see what it says.
What do the different models say?
The Euro continues to insist that there will be significant snow on Saturday. The American GFS model continues to insist that there'll be flurries. And again, we are dealing with, just picture this, you're dealing with a stalled front off the Carolinas and down into the Gulf of Mexico. So along this stalled front, there will be rain to the south and maybe to the north, a little bit of frozen precip. Now you have these upper air perturbations that come flying along from the west, and they activate a low on the front. The problem is that the American model is indicating that one such disturbance will come up Sunday, but stay far enough offshore and just give us some snow showers. No big deal. But the Euro model and now the UK Met, which is the United Kingdom model, are both suggesting that a more significant upper air disturbance will hit that front and cause a stronger storm to come up the coast toward Cape Cod. And because of the cold air that's over us, instead of the snow ratios being 10 to 1, 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of liquid, they will be 20 to 1, which would mean a fluffier snow, but more of it. I think one of the problems, in my opinion, is the same problem we had a week ago with the storm we just had. You have to wait for the system to come onshore in the Pacific, and then the models, once they see it, then they could work with it a little bit better. A lot of people asking me this morning, so what's your gut? I said, my gut right now is that it can go either way. I've seen, and you know this, Marshall, we've talked about this over and over again. We've seen the Euro model do this 2, maybe even 3 days in a row, and then all of a sudden, yank it out to sea and say, nope, nothing's happening. On the other hand, we've seen the Euro model perform unbelievable, you know, and make the American model look sick. I always think back to 1 week in advance of Sandy, how the Euro model pinpointed that almost to the T. Okay, and it has pulled off some other real good Lollapaloozas. But in the past, it has been real, real twitchy, you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So we will just wait. We'll wait another day before I dive in or dive out, one or the other. But right now, expect that the weekend is not going to offer any January thaw. How's that?
All right. Now, you know what's interesting? When we got the original snow yesterday at my house, about 4 inches, all day long, even though the temperature got to 36, mm-hmm. the ground is so cold from the bitter cold weather we had. We had icing all day long.
Yeah, nothing melted, right?
Because the ground is so cold
Right.
It doesn't matter. And even the roads this morning, the state's out. I mean, it's just a little bit of snow, but there's snow on the roads and there's still some ice on the roads. The ground is just so cold.
You are absolutely right. I noticed that here, even at my house, and I'm further south than you, but I noticed yesterday that, you know, it just stayed on the sidewalks. And, you know, even with the sun, we had the sun for a little while, not long. I'd say we had the sun for maybe, if we were lucky, an hour. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is great. It'll melt everything. Did not. And that's a problem. Now, tomorrow, you know, it will be a little bit milder. You know, we'll be above freezing. We'll be in the at least the middle 30s. I wouldn't doubt if we get to the upper 30s ahead of the front. So maybe there'll be a little bit of melting tomorrow. But tonight we're in the teens. So here you go again. Cold grounds. I don't know how much will melt tomorrow, especially with cloud cover. So I'm not looking for anything too promising as far as in the melting department right into the coming weekend. And if the Euro has its way, we won't have to worry about melting because that'll be covered by new snow.
For me with my knees and stuff like that, it adds so much extra work just to walk safely. That it's amazing. It's just amazing. Even though the guys who do kindred here did a great job again this morning, it just takes so much more effort to be careful and step carefully. I'm using like 10 times the energy I would normally use to walk.
Sure.
I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of that.
Well,
you know, but I don't want to fall.
No, I mean, and there's not much else you can do, really, when you think about it. The only other thing you could do is the ramp from your house and the ramp from the studio, have it motorized.
Yeah.
like those escalators, those ramps they have at the airport, yeah. Where you just step on it with your suitcase and it brings you right across. That's the only thing I could think of. And, you know, you have a little tunnel top over it so that no ice or snow will accumulate. And your biggest problem in the morning is going to be stepping from the ramp to the car. And then from the car back to the ramp at the studio. Yeah. That moves.
Well, I've already investigated into heat mats, and that's as far as we're going to go.
Okay.
As far, but like yesterday, I was so, when I got back home from work, I was so blah, I didn't even bother watching TV. I didn't watch movies, I didn't watch anything.
Kind of get disgusted, right?
Yeah, I just was dozing off on the couch, then I went to the bedroom, hung out with the dog and the cats, and got up and watched a little evening TV, not much. I wanted to stay up for the football game, but didn't miss that. It's just, I hate winters that involve ice. And that's what we've had so far.
Well, I'll reiterate. I said to you, and I put it on the forecast, I thought this was going to be a sloppy, slushy winter.
It has
been
so far.
I'm right. Yeah. But we still have a lot of winter to go, two-thirds, to be honest.
I have two pair of shoes. I have a pair of shoes that have cleats on them, and then when I get inside here, and then when I get inside my house, I have a pair of shoes that don't have cleats on them.
And I have a little bit of news from my lake association, which I thought was good. You know, the lake has the waterfall, yeah. And that dam belongs to Jersey City, and you know, nobody's been repairing it or anything like that. So we thought that we would have to spend the money to repair it, which would cost probably about $2 million. Mm. Well, they met with Jersey City, and Jersey City would agree to refurbish the dam if afterwards we took over the title of the dam. So I think the association is definitely going to go for that. They'll spend the money. They'll fix up the dam, and then they said that whatever year it's done, whether it's this year or next year, they would, lift up the locks to drain the lake, and that would happen between September and November, and that would give all cabin owners an opportunity to actually get into the lake and clean it out while there's no water in the lake.
Wow.
So that's good news, right? That's the first big good news package I've heard in a long time.
And everybody on the board agrees with it?
I don't know. They're having a meeting. They're having a meeting, I think, at the end of the month. I think the 31st, they said they're having a meeting. And it's going to be to WebEx. And anybody can go in. So as long as I'm not too busy, the 31st is a Monday. As long as I'm not too busy, I will. It's in the late afternoon. I'll join them and see what's going on.
I bet you there's a fight.
Someone's going to say, well, what do we do with the fish? What do we do with the wildlife that's in the lake?
It'll come back.
You know? Well, I mean, well, the fish, I mean, you know, I don't know what you do with the fish. What do I know? I'm a meteorologist. I'm not,
well, if they don't do it,
conservationist or anything like
that. If they don't do it, sooner or later, someone's going to have to repair that dam, and they're going to have to pay money for it. So.
And if the dam, God forbid, breaks before that happens, then you have no lake.
Yeah.
And if you have no lake, your property is worthless.
Yeah, let me know when that meeting happens. I'd love to see the conversation that goes on with it. Okay. All right, let's recap the forecast for today and tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it's a partly cloudy, windy, low 30s today, and tomorrow just cloudy and in the middle 30s.
Pat, we will check with you mañana.
Okay, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can always listen to the recording at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Weather with Pat Pagano.